This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The state's growing wolf population appears to be at home in the four counties of northeast Washington. The Department of Fish and Wildlife conservatively estimates at least 115 wolves were living in Washington at the end of 2016. Tom Davis with the Washington Farm Bureau is a member of the Wolf Advisory Group and says management of the wolves needs to change.
Wolf populations are growing. We think it's time to delist to increase the flexibility of management of the population of the wolves, including getting to the point where we're managing wolves like Idaho that allows for a hunting season. But that will require the federal government to delist wolves in all of the state, not just in the eastern one-third as it exists today.
Davis says there are now enough wolves to delist, but the playing field needs to be leveled.
Depending on where you are on one side of the line or another, wolf causing problems in Stevens County can be removed if the non-lethal methods aren't working. You get over in Okanagan, you can't remove that wolf. They're still federally protected under the Endangered Species Act. That makes no sense. We're one state. We have one state agency that's in charge of managing these wolves. They should have a uniform approach to management across the state.
Davis says when the advisory group meets in Olympia at the end of the month, everything is on the table, and Fish and Wildlife has the policy authority to make wolf management changes as they see fit.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.